The Science to Set the Saga Straight, Hormonal Effects and Essential Oils, an Introduction. Moving forward from the chit-chat on lavender oil, tea tree oil, and man boobs. Last week I focused on debunking the latest among many misleading media hypes about essential oils. The most current claimed that a study proved that lavender and tea tree oil were endocrine disruptors. This evidence was a repeat of a bad-tasting regurgitation of an earlier study, which was an inconclusive extrapolation that lavender and tea tree essential oils could cause boys to develop breasts, gynecomastia. Both of these scientific reports left a very bad taste in my mouth. This propelled me to review this claim in more detail in my two-part series. In it, I provided several reasons why the conclusion was not accurate. Still a bit disturbed, I realized I wanted to reach more practitioners who may be frightened away from using these essential oils in their young population. For this reason, you may see a published article in a physician's journal on the very same topic. I'll keep you posted. In this next series of articles, I'm going to focus on specific essential oils that have gotten similar bad press and blamed for causing hormonal disruption. Specifically, I want to review a few oils that are believed to be estrogenic or having an action or effect similar to estrogen. First, I will review all the factors I brought up with the latest headlines. This is because they are applicable and imperative to understand as we move forward with the hormonal impact of specific essential oils. Summary of the aspects to consider when evaluating the action of essential oils from a study. In part one of the review of the hormonal effects of lavender and tea tree oil, I explain the following points to keep in mind. 1. Essential oils have diverse effects based on their environment. They have been found to exhibit different properties in petri dishes, rodents, and in human beings. 2. Petri dish studies can easily be made invalid due to several methodological flaws and cannot be deemed as fact based on one study. 3. Previous scares were based on cases that contained tea tree and lavender oil in consumer products. They were not related to the therapeutic grade essential oils themselves. Rather, these essential oils were found within items with known endocrine disruption, biasing the results. In part two, I discuss the experimental methods used in the study and the flaws in more detail. Methods are important to understand and review to determine if the results are generalizable to humans. In the current experiment, the researchers' report of endocrine disruption of tea tree and lavender essential oil was based on isolating only 8 constituents deemed important. These compounds were concentrated and placed into a dish with human cancer cells. Their effect on estrogen and androgen receptors and genetic transcription was assessed. This comparison of isolates is not as equivocal to actually testing an essential oil with all of its hundreds of compounds present synergistically. Here's a continuation of the reasons why isolating constituents from the whole substance and inferring their outcomes for any essential oil is a mistake. 4. Similar to the statement that I made above about essential oils, studies have found that isolated constituents also have differing effects in petri dishes, cell cultures, and living creatures. Synergistic therapeutic essential oils have not been found to behave the same way in male bodies as in cell cultures. 6. There is a difference in actions and absorption of synthetic compounds versus natural compounds. They will also vary in how they will be processed and eliminated in the body. 7. Plant estrogens act selectively and are based on the estrogenic environment. They can bring balance to hormones based on multiple actions of their various constituents in the different biochemical, physiological, and psychological pathways they affect. 8. The ability of essential oils have individualistic effects which are based on one's genetic variants, microbiota diversity, and internal environment. This makes petri dish studies even more irrelevant with essential oils. 9. Essential oils have been reported to have an innate healing ability. 10. The safety of essential oils and hormonal modulation properties from previous research was not reviewed or considered. With the above information in your brain, I'm hoping you can move forward with these series of blogs as a guide for you in two vital ways. 1. To help you decipher in the future if the media's scientific conclusions are correctly extrapolated to humans, or at least to question them and seek more resources from the direct source or unbiased experts. Previously, I discussed specific biases and issues to be aware of when reading about research on natural products, supplements, and vitamins, which can also be used with essential oils. These can be found at the links that I provided on the actual blog. 2. By highlighting what the science reports, experts' opinions, and my own opinions, you will be able to make an informed decision and check in with your own unique needs and body's responses. Now, on my homepage blog, I will begin with reviewing the estrogenetic properties of clary sage essential oils. Wait, before you go there, there's one more thing to review to make sure essential oils create the desired response you expect. Essential oil safety first. Resources and starting points. The fact is that the use of essential oils, which considers correct dosage, application, and qualities, is exceedingly safe. However, they must be used as directed and responsibly. If you are new to essential oils or are unaware of their proper use and precautions for obtaining desired effects, please review the following safety information that I posted on the blog. There's articles in my database under Essential Oils for Health topics, subtitled Children and Safety. This is after the listing of the single oils. Essential Oils and Medications, Considerations and Potential Interactions article. General guidelines that I link to. A link to carrier oils. Now, all those new to essential oils, I strongly recommend even more dilution than suggested on the bottles to start. In the 2015 annual report of the American Association of Poison Control Centers, National Poisons Data System, the 33rd annual report, the essential oil summary is on page 140. You will see it's not very alarming. Now, on to a review of estrogenetic essential oils, clary sage, part 1. You can either click on the link or listen to the audio below. I'll talk to you soon.